Good afternoon. Thank you for the introduction. So, in grassland systems, up to from 20 to 70% of the nitrogen can be lost from the soils, depending on soils' chemical and physical properties and environmental conditions. Some forms of the nitrogen that are lost from the soils then can be contaminants in the environment. And it also represents a loss of money for the farmers. So in 2011, from the total amount of fertilizers sold in the U.S., 59% were sources of nitrogen fertilizer, being these five ones over here, the most common forms of nitrogen fertilizer sold. Here we can see that anhydrous ammonia was about $826 per megagram of nutrient, and nitrogen solutions with about 30% of nitrogen were the cheapest one with about $400 per megagram. The hay operation in Florida is one of the most important agricultural activities. And in North Florida, the most common forage crops planted for hay, they are Bahia grass and Bermuda grass, which, in order to be productive, they need nitrogen fertilization. Another commonly seen forage crop planted in North Florida, it's the Arachis glabrata, which is the rhizoma peanut. It's a perennial legume. And being a legume, it's capable of making symbiosis with rhizoma bacteria, rhizobia bacteria, and fix atmospheric nitrogen. Once growing together with grasses, this nitrogen may be utilized by the grasses and decrease the loss of nitrogen to the environment. So our hypothesis is that by mixing Bahia grass and rhizoma peanut, we can potentially mitigate nitrogen losses and decrease production costs in hay operations. And our objective was to contrast nitrogen losses and biological nitrogen fixation of Bahia grass rhizoma peanut mixtures with the hay monocultures. So our experiment was placed in Quincy, which is in North Florida, and we had a randomized complete block design with 8 treatments and 3 replicates. So the treatments were 2 entries of Bahia grass, which were Argentine, and WAF-F9, which is an experimental one. Both of them had 90 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare per harvest. We had also 2 entries of rhizoma peanut, 2 monocultures of rhizoma peanut, which were EcoTurf and Queen 6 Beta, which is another experimental one. And we combined each entry of rhizoma peanut with each entry of Bahia grass. And every plot was fertilized with 200 kilograms per hectare of per harvest of 0520 and K-Mag. So we did measure the herbage mass. We harvested 0.5 meters square at 7.5 centimeters every 6 weeks, except for the second harvest, which we did with 4 weeks. We did the botanical composition, and we also analyzed the total nitrogen and the nitrogen 15 of the samples. And tomorrow I'm going to be showing the results of IVM decrypt protein in the positive section at 4 p.m. And we also did the total nitrogen above ground for the rhizoma peanut, and we calculate the percent of nitrogen derived from the atmosphere in rhizoma peanut, and we also calculate the biological nitrogen fixation, which is a function of the total nitrogen above ground times the percent of nitrogen derived from the atmosphere. We also measured the N2O emissions from the soil by using static chambers, and we analyzed the samples in a gas chromatography. And we had lysimeters, 1 meter lysimeters, installed in every single plot, and we collect samples to analyze the nitrate concentration leachate, and we also had static chambers to analyze the ammonia volatilization. Basically, inside these bottles over here, we had a solution of sulfuric acid and glycerol, which reacts with the ammonia. So these two samples, the nitrate and the ammonia, we analyzed in a nitrate ammonia analyzer, and every single one of these measurements we took every 15 days, every 2 weeks. So the data was analyzed by using the proxy mixer from SAS, and the means were compared by using the PDIF adjusted by Turk at 5%. So the fixed effect was the treatment, and the random effects were the block and the interaction between treatment and block. And unsignificant results will be shown here. So for the average mass, we can see that then in the two first harvests, the blue and the orange columns, the mixtures, they out-yield all the all the monocultures. In the third harvest, which is in September, the grasses, they were better than the mixtures and the peanuts. We did an octagonal contrast here, and we can see that we compare all the mixtures with the Bahia grass, and the mixtures, they yield about 500 kilograms of dry matter per hectare per harvest throughout the season, and the same happened to the when they were compared with the rhizoma peanut. For the botanical composition, we can see that the Argentine was the most competitive grass. Whenever the Argentine was mixed with the EcoTurf, it represented about 70% of the stand, and the Queen 6 Beta was the most competitive rhizoma peanut. And whenever it was mixed with the Dwarf F9, it represented 51% of the stand. We also had an evaluation effect, and we can see that in July and August, we had 45 and 48% of peanuts in the stand, and September and October, 26 and 37. So for the rhizoma peanut total nitrogen above ground, we can see that the peanuts monocultures, they had a higher yield, and they did not differ between each other in July, August, and October. In September, the Queen 6 Beta had a greater total nitrogen above ground than the EcoTurf. Here we can see the results from the percent of nitrogen derived from the atmosphere in rhizoma peanut. And it's interesting to notice here that whenever we mix the rhizoma peanut with the Bahia grass, we have a greater proportion of nitrogen derived from the atmosphere in the rhizoma peanut plantation. This black line over here represents the Queen 6 Beta mixed with the Argentine, while this yellow line is the Queen 6 Beta growing by growing monoculture. Here, the orange line is the mix of Argentine and EcoTurf, and here, the blue line, you can see the EcoTurf when it's growing monoculture. For the rhizoma peanut biological nitrogen fixation, the monocultures of peanuts, they had a greater amount of of nitrogen that was fixed. So if you see here, the EcoTurf and the Queen 6 Beta, they fixed about 40 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare per harvest. And the mixtures, they fixed about from 15 to 20%, and they did not differ between each other. We also had an evaluation effect, and we can see that in July and August, we had a greater amount of nitrogen fixed per harvest per hectare, and it's similar to the results that we had for the botanical composition, which had a greater presence of peanuts in the stand. So that's the results for the nitrogen losses. We can see also that EcoTurf and Queen 6 Beta, they had a greater concentration of nitrates in leachate than the monocultures of Bahia grass and the mixtures. But it's important to mention also that the EPA's maximum contaminant level is 10 milligrams per liter, and none of the treatments reached that level. Actually, the Queen 6 Beta, which was the greater one, it was not even 0.1. We also did an octagonal contrast here, and we can see that the legumes, as a whole, they had a greater concentration of nitrate and leachate than the grasses and than the mixtures also. For the ammonia volatilization, it's important to mention that we had to change our source of nitrogen fertilizer. The two first ones, they are urea, and the third one here, this arrow, it's urea plus ammonia sulfate. What happened is that the supply was not carrying anymore, the formula that we started the trial, and so we had to change. And then we can see a peak here, a huge peak here, and we associated that for the fact that the ammonia sulfate is volatilizing more than the pure urea. So here the black line is the Argentine, and we consider that the Argentine is more nitrogen is efficient, and the Dwarf F9 was actually volatilizing more than the Argentine. So what explains the difference between the peak after the fertilization here and the peak after the fertilization here? It's the amount of rainfall that we had during this time. So before getting these samplings over here, we had about 85 milliliters, and over here we had 56. For the NHO emissions, we did not have any treatment effect, but we had an evaluation effect, and we can see that during the first samples we had a greater amount of rainfall, And especially here in August 22nd, what happened is that we had a huge amount of rainfall 3 days before the sampling, so the soil was in a saturated condition, and we think that that favored the N2O emissions from the soils. So our conclusions up to this moment, they are that mixing Bahia grass with rhizoma peanut resulted in a greater dry matter production than monocultures, including nitrogen-fertilized Bahia grass. Dentree Queen 6 beta was more competitive with Bahia grass than Ecotuff. Mixing Bahia grass with rhizoma peanut stimulated the percentage of nitrogen derived from the atmosphere in rhizoma peanut. And mixtures had lower nitrate concentration leachate than legumes and volatilized less ammonia than nitrogen-fertilized grasses. I would like to thank you, and I'll take any questions that you have.
Any questions for our speaker? Dennis?
Why did you not take the first cutting until July?
I'm sorry? Why did not take the first cut until July? The first harvest until July?
Yeah.
I mean,
all your data shows the first cutting in July, right?
Yes.
Why wait until July?
Okay, so what happened is that I had another try for my master's, and we could not establish pretty well, and that was a plan B, so I didn't have time to get before July. I would like to. For 2016, I got samples before July. So.
Any other questions for our speaker? Oops. All right, thank you very much.